Here are the directions for part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, F through J. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 21 through number 25. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now let's begin. F. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 21.
I'm prescribing several types of medication to temporarily relieve your symptoms and to cure the infection. The antibiotics are the most important. Take 1 pill twice a day, 12 hours apart, with food. I've also given you some cough syrup. Take 1 tablespoon 3 times a day. However, if this medication makes you tired or drowsy, cut the dosage in half. Finally, for simple pain and discomfort, any over-the-counter pain reliever will work fine. If your condition isn't better within 48 hours, contact my office and speak to the head nurse. If you experience any type of severe reaction to the medications, stop taking them immediately and call my office.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 22.
I've given your complaint some thought. First of all, let me say that at Know How Enterprises, we go out of our way to promote younger managers whenever possible. You were the top sales performer last year in your section, and you were near the top of the list when we looked for a sales director. Remember, as a 34-year-old sales manager, you've already moved up the chain pretty fast. But a director-level position is much more competitive. For these senior-level positions, power and leadership in the office are imperative. You have to play office politics, which means being more assertive. Spend more time building your support base here in the office, even if it means reducing time with clients somewhat. Play your cards right, and a director's position will be yours for the taking.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 23.
Let me start by telling you who's who. Jan Reynolds is the Chief Administrative Assistant. She handles all incoming communication and knows the inner workings of the operation. Pamela Goldsmith is our technology expert. She can assist you with any problems in setting up your computer network or managing our information systems. Next is Harry Goetz, the Director of Development. He solicits sponsorships from corporations and grants from various arts foundations. Finally, Debbie Johnson serves as our finance director. She has the task of overseeing the budget and allocating funds. Actually, next year's budget proposal is due in 2 weeks. Debbie will be away on business on the weekend, so she'd like your input about the expected advertising costs before then. As you design our different ad campaigns, I'm confident that you'll come to appreciate the talents of all the staff members.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 24.
Hi, this is Wayne from Midtown Insurance. Thanks for your call yesterday. We have a couple of policy options for your trip. First, there's the All-Safe Holiday Policy. This would give you full coverage for any sickness or accident during the trip, plus there's a 20% discount for students. With the discount, it's $18 a day. The other is the Travel Right Policy. This is only $15 a day for students, but to get the discount, you need to be traveling for study purposes, attending a conference or something like that. You didn't mention if it was school-related, so I'll need some documentation if it is. Just fax it to this number. Actually, come to think of it, your student health insurance probably covers school trips. Please check the fine print on your existing policy, or just bring it in and I'll have a look. Let me know. Thanks.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
There are several ways to get there. The 101 freeway is straight and fast, but not a very attractive alternative. Also, it can take a surprisingly long time to get on the freeway due to the heavy congestion. Route 280 takes you through the historical coastal foothills, which are green this time of year, and you can reach San Jose in only 60 minutes, plus or minus 20 minutes. There's also Highway 1, which follows the coast. It's really spectacular, but it'll take at least 2 hours to San Jose. Most people find that the beautiful views more than compensate for the inconvenience, though. The last route is also an attractive one because it goes by the Bay Bridge in Berkeley, and then on to the Nimitz Freeway south. But you should only take it if you have half a day to kill.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.